The 1st of November, 2012. It's an anniversary of sorts for me. 9 years ago, when I awoke on the 1st of November, it was my first morning in Ireland, having left London and moved to Ireland the evening before Halloween. And so I've been in Ireland 9 years now. Gosh, time flies. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to participate this month in the Audio Mo, but I was going to say movement, I don't really know what it is, festival. A festival of people recording short audio segments every day for a month. And I'm going to give my Audio Mo recordings a theme. I'm going to be looking at the issue of broadband in Ireland today. Now, the reason I want to look at the issue of broadband in Ireland today is because the broadband where I live is absolutely atrocious. It doesn't even deserve the name broadband. Snailband would be better, or narrowband would be better. I typically have, on a really good day, just about, I'd say, a megabyte and a half download. And upload speeds, oh, please don't get me started, 150 kilobits per second, typically. If I'm uploading to Dropbox, for some reason that drops to 11 kilobits per second or something. I'm not quite sure of the technology behind that. But so I have absolutely pitiful broadband where I live. But it's not like I live out in the sticks. It's not like I live out in the middle of nowhere. I live 200 yards away or so from the boundary, the city-county boundary of Cork City. And when the boundaries are redrawn, because there are plans to do that, I will be well within the boundaries of Ireland's second city, the second city in the Republic of Ireland. And the broadband that I can get then in the second city in the Republic of Ireland is a megabyte and a half download, which is shameful. So I'm going to be looking this month at why that is. What is going on? Why can't people in Ireland get proper broadband? Now, that's a sweeping statement, because I know there are people in Ireland who can, if they're lucky, get 150 megabytes download speed. 150, that's 150 times quicker than what I can get. That's just remarkable. So why is it that in some places we can have those kind of download speeds, and in other places, like in the second city in Ireland, where I am, we can't? And why is it that the broadband providers, and certainly my broadband provider, just simply shrugs its shoulder? They're not that bothered, it seems. They keep telling me, well, you can get up to 3 megabytes, as if that's something to be proud about, as if 3 megabyte download speeds is something to be thrilled with. It's even that would be shameful. So I'm going to look at, what are the plans for Ireland for broadband? Because I think it's very important that we get proper broadband in Ireland. I think it's very important that everybody gets proper broadband in Ireland. I think it's of economic importance. I think it's of strategic national importance. So I'm going to be looking at what are the politicians doing. I'm going to be trying to find out what government has planned and what they are actually going to do. Because there's a difference, of course, between a government saying, yes, we're going to roll out masses of broadband, huge, wide highways of broadband for everybody in the country, and actually doing it. Two different things altogether. I'm also going to look at the plans and try and find out what plans the internet providers in Ireland actually have. Because I know that that my own broadband provider, and we won't reveal who they are at the moment, that will come later, they just don't seem that bothered, to be honest with you. Every phone call I have, and they ring me regularly because they try to sell me different services and they try to sell my business different services, and they always ask, what is it we can we do for you? What is it you need from us? And I say, well, give me proper broadband. I will pay you handsomely for proper broadband. Yet they don't seem interested in doing that. And they blame the technology. Yes, they blame the technology. But again, we won't reveal all that today. We'll reveal that as we go on. So I'm going to be trying to find out from the internet providers in Ireland what their plans are. Are we going to be left behind in the dark ages of broadband, or are we going to get proper internet speeds? And I think it is very, very important that we do. And I'll talk tomorrow about why it is important in Ireland that we get proper broadband. And also, I'll discuss one of the great ironies involved in that. So there we are. That's my audio mo for the 1st of November. The 1st of... Is it 30 days? 30 days in November. The 1st of 30 relating to broadband where I live. Thank you for listening.